Planet X, the dark red star. Some are saying now we will see freak weather, volcanoes, earthquakes, great floods, tremendous loss of life here on this earth. Disasters, catastrophe, as we have not seen for thousands of years. A new sun may be created. Supernova explosions in the heavens. Signs and wonders, just as was prophesied. There will be comets, the tails of which appear to be the tail of a red dragon, a great serpent in the sky. Even a changing of the axis of the earth, literally the poles shifting, planetary changes on a cosmic scale. Hello friends, I'm Tex Mars. Many people are indeed predicting catastrophe, and soon. My mail is now hot and heavy with people wondering and fearing this Planet X that is coming. Some people say it will come in the year 2003. That's the year we're taping this very video. But others say no, 2004, 2006, 2008. Some say the planet will come in conjunction with the end of the Mayan calendar. The year 2012. Still others say 2026. And some astronomers say yes, there is a strange object coming toward Earth in the sky, a dark red star, but it will be hundreds of years. Other astronomers say 3 million years. What is the truth? So often in the past, we've been frightened by events that simply did not occur. When the Hale-Bopp comet came a few years ago, there was even the Heaven's Gate UFO cult, and there was the Order of the Solar Temple, and men began to so frightfully consider what would happen in the heavens. They thought the end of the world had come. But Jesus tells us in Matthew 24 and in other verses of the end of the world. Is Planet X the end of the world? We need to look at this because so many people are going to be asking you questions. And what we're going to look at today is the truth about Planet X. Yes, I believe there is a strange phenomenon that we're going to be seeing in the sky. It may occur very soon. It's on an elliptical orbit with planet Earth, and it's been traveling, of course, for millions of years. But this orbit, it comes about every 3,600 years, every 3,600 years. Many people are saying that, and they believe that now is the time for it to come again. When it came the last time, 3,600 years ago, give or take 50 years, it caused tremendous problems here on Earth. A changing of the axis. Some say that dinosaurs were made extinct at that time from the face of this planet. Others say that the planet Saturn, which was the brightest star in the sky, began to recede and fall back. There were other planetary changes in the sky. Now that it's coming again, it will just go into its orbit very close to Earth. But the gravitational pull of this so-called red star planet will be so mighty, will be so powerful, that it will cause calamities here on Earth. And perhaps as many as 90% of the Earth's inhabitants will be scorched, will be killed in one way or another through this planetary catastrophe. So we do need to look at this. That's interesting. I've gone to all of the top astronomers and their, eyes on the sky, their telescopes, and asked them about this. and I've studied all of the literature and the most recent issues of Sky and Telescope magazines and so forth to see if I can get a clue to this. Now, it's interesting that many of them do talk about certain signs in the heavens. Something seems to be coming. They're even talking about a 10th planet. Even the scientists are saying something is coming, but they don't know just when this will come closest in its orbit to planet Earth. They're also denying that it's in the year 2003 or even in the year 2004, 5, or 6. So they're putting it off into the future. Of course, the gentleman that wrote the book I just showed you, Mr. Hazelwood, called Blindsided, he and others are saying there's a cover-up. There's a conspiracy. They're not telling us the truth that this planet X, this 10th planet, is headed for Earth, but they don't want to cause fear and panic on a global scale, and so they're hiding it from us. Of course, I do believe there are conspiracies, and it would not be a big thing for the Central Intelligence Agency and other world intelligence agencies to put pressure on the small group of laboratories and the people who run the top 5 or 6 telescopes and observatories that are looking at the heavens at all times. I can understand why there could possibly be a conspiracy. I'm in agreement, though, with what these astronomers are telling us. I do not believe that this is the year for Planet X. I do not believe that next year or the year after that. But there is a deep occult undercurrent, and there is prophecy that we need to know about when we look at Planet X. It's interesting that Mr. Hazelwood in radio programs, the man who wrote Blindsided, who believes this collision is literally going to take place with Planet X, and there's a cover-up by the world's governments and by the observatories and the astronomers. He says that this star that is coming, one of the names, and he gives 34 different names he said he's found in the literature, including Marduk, Nibiru, Wormwood. Yes, one of the names people are bantying about is the name Wormwood. A star called Wormwood is headed for us. Where would they have gotten such a name? Well, turn to Revelation, my friends, chapter 8, beginning with verse 10.